This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshay Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. The new criminal laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient and adaptable to the needs of contemporary society. The theme of the program is Secure Society, Developed India, From Punishment to Justice. The program will demonstrate the practical application of these laws, demonstrating how they already are shaping the criminal justice landscape. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil 16 transformative initiatives aimed at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. These initiatives span inclusivity, innovation and technology, reinforcing the department's commitment to empowerment. Some of the key initiatives include the launch of the Kadam Knee Joint, Pathways to Access Part 3 and the Braille Book Portal. The celebration aims to bring together diverse stakeholders to inspire societal change and reaffirm the vision of an inclusive society. Later in the day, President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to Odisha. The government and the opposition parties reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House to function smoothly. The leaders agreed to extend their support for the same. The foreign direct investment, FDI, has witnessed tremendous growth of 45% to over $29 billion in April to September this year as compared to the same period last year. According to Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, the main sectors of the economy that benefited from the FDI include services, computer software and hardware, telecom, automobile, pharmaceuticals and chemicals. The Reserve Bank has directed all banks to urgently take necessary steps to bring down the number of inoperative or frozen accounts. In a notification issued yesterday, RBI said banks must simplify the process of activation of such accounts by enabling seamless updation of Know Your Customer KYC through mobile or internet banking, non-home branches and video customer identification process. Besides, the banks may also facilitate Aadhaar updation for customers through the branches providing Aadhaar-related services. Romania's Social Democratic Party, PSD, part of the ruling coalition, has emerged as the front runner in parliamentary elections. According to near complete results released by the Central Electoral Bureau yesterday, the PSD secured 22.12% of the vote for the Senate and 21.9% for the Chamber of Deputies. The Nationalist Alliance for the Union of Romanians, a surprise contender in the last election, surged to second place with 17.95% of the vote for the Senate, while another coalition partner, the National Liberal Party, garnered 14.64% of the vote for the Senate. Partial results indicate that no single party is poised to secure a majority, making a coalition government almost inevitable. In Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup 2024, the defending champions, India, will lock horns with Malaysia in the semi-final in Muscat, Oman today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. Earlier, India defeated South Korea 8-1 to top Pool A. Arshdeep Singh scored a hat-trick, while Arijit Singh Hundal netted two goals for India. Gurjot Singh, Roshan Kujur and Rohit contributed one goal each. Taehyun Kim scored the lone goal for Korea. The other semi-final will be played between Pakistan and Japan today. The final will be played tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.